Welcome to Pork Fried Dice, a podcast in which a group of friends play Dungeons & Dragons together, facing the horrors of the fantasy world before them with unflinching solemnity and stoicism. Or not. Featuring Katie as Will, Greg as Lank, Abby as Rafina, Alex as Batwhack, and Eric as Nick and as Dungeon Master. Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
Speaking of children, I was pointing out to all three of my kids like what damage they've done to my body. Because I was trying to explain I was explaining tonight why I'm having this surgery next week, and they were like, why? Harvey, meanwhile, was, I'm sorry, you have to go to the doctor and they have to chop off your butt.
Yeah, that's like, what he got
from
it.
But he said it was so sincere. He was so sincere. But
so sweet.
But I was like pointing, I was like, yeah, I have to do that because of Conan, but I also had to have this surgery because of you and this surgery because of you. Like, you've destroyed. I was like, when you get older, if you marry a girl, then you have to be really nice, because if they have babies, they will be destroyed. Their bodies will be ended. Because it is,
they're all laying awake, wide-eyed, in the other room. They've been like that for hours.
Whenever our new heater starts, it sounds like someone's like starting a pickup truck in the basement or something.
It's seriously, it's like this growl.
That's a pretty heavy-duty heater. Duty hooter. Every duty hooter.
It's sure for Earth.
Are they doing mouth surgery on you too?
They need to, you dick. Fuck you. I know I don't talk well. But yes, they are doing
listen
that.
To me. The other world, it's a mess. Life under the sea is better than anything they got up there.
It's perfect.
Yep.
I don't know why. It's not.
It's so in keeping with the theme of our story.
Uh-huh. It's more like under the mist.
Is it time to play Pork Fried Dildo?
Yay!
Yes! You would have named it that if I let you.
Why? I might use that word a lot, but I have a thing about good names, and Dildo is not a good name.
Them.
It's not a good name. All right, now I have to make a character.
You have no idea how close of a call it was for Harvey.
No. Oh my god.
Anyway, previously on Pork Dildo Rice.
Rice. No, it's Pork Dildo Rice.
Yeah.
Nice.
No, rice.
Yes, you said rice.
Not nice, rice.
I said rice.
No, then you said nice. After wrapping up their meal with the abbot, the party began to explore the abbey. First came the wine cellar, a room that, despite consistent and repetitive searching, revealed no hidden doors.
Yeah, repetitive. Sorry.
Plus, meanwhile, I worked hard at searching those rooms with my magic, and
yes, you did.
This is my first time ever with magic, and it didn't work.
Oh, it worked.
I mean, it worked, but I didn't get anything for it.
Yeah.
Lots of wine was found, however, as well as a spell scroll of scrying, tucked into a rare but empty bottle of Champagne de l'Estampe. Two flights of stairs later, they met Cloven in the Abbey Belfry, and Rafina immediately struck up a duet with him. Fire flew from his fingertips, well, claw pincer tip, and the melody raced faster and faster. And eventually Rafina bowed her head because she knew that she'd been beat. And she lay her wooden vial on the ground at Cloven's bare feet. And then picked it back up cheerfully. Before heading out onto the balcony surrounding the courtyard, a curious assemblage of familiar body parts was discovered. Reactions ranged from indifferent to somewhat indifferent. And then... And then the monstrosity was revealed to be just an illusion. Outside, the party traveled above the misty courtyard without incident, while Lank took note of a good spot to stare off into the fog and brood later on. A few moldy, disused rooms later, interrupted briefly when the members of Pork Fried Dice decided to reveal themselves as disgusting, unconscionable, misogynistic women haters, the group discovered...
So bad.
It's just a brief interruption.
It's like an entire entire episode's worth.
It, like it lasted at least 45 minutes.
Hilarity. but it was awful.
Reprehensible.
It was unconscionable. And I totally didn't keep myself awake that night, remembering the things we'd said and laughing hysterically. Because that'd be wrong.
After that, the group discovered a gleaming rack of various weaponry, just ready to be wielded by an eager paladin.
Beaver?
Paladin.
No, don't start up again, Greg!
You're the one who took it there. Eager beaver is a perfectly common expression.
Many points of lightning damage later, a nimbus of ozone and shame hung around Batwack, and the party took a different approach. A search for clues turned up an easily discovered sheet tacked to the back of the door.
An easily discovered, such a dick.
And that's where we pick up today.
All right.
You forgot to mention after the lightning strike that Lank tried to valiantly rescue Rafina until you pointed out that she wasn't unconscious.
Yeah. Are you okay? Are you okay? He's just like grabbing her. Yeah. Are you okay?
He's like, I'll get you out of here. She's like, I'm actually fine. It's like, oh.
He was just assuming because she was a woman.
Oh, terrible.
She probably has the vapors or something.
All right.
Get her out of here. Oh, God, no!
So... Now, if you will refer to your electronic messaging apparatus, because Will found the note, and he is holding it in his hand. But to make this easier for you all, it is available in text form, but I'm going to have Will read it off to you, unless he refuses to read it.
Oh, goodness. A poem or something.
OMG.
Did you write this? I need to know. Or is it... Did you write this?
You have to decide after you read it.
I haven't even... Okay, we have to decide afterwards, but Abby already says you definitely did. Okay.
In character.
He's like, man, what idiot wrote this?
You crumple it up.
Throw it away.
Prestidigitation, burn it.
And then I'm just like, it just says Bathwack, go try again. That's all it says.
While holding something metal high above your head. That'll ward off the lightning.
All right. Before you rest, 8 gleaming violence tools, but don't start to heft them like ignorant fools. 3 of these armaments promise great power, but 5 of them harbor foul curses so dour. 1 good can be found left of spikes on a sphere. Another one... Okay, that was an ending. There should have been a period there, but I guess it's a poem, so it doesn't... All right.
Will says out loud.
3 of these armaments promise great power, but 5 of them harbor foul curses so dour, period. One good can be found left of spikes on a sphere. Another one, blessed, or blessed, has the reach of a spear. The twins on the rack cancel each other out, and the one in between will cause agonized shouts. 2 that are safe are a neighboring pair. The other sports 2 sharpened edges, I swear! 2 hands must be used to wield one of the good. A boon waits at the end of the rack made of wood. You cannot find more than 3 bad in a row.
Wait, we're missing one rhyme.
Yeah. And then I like Game of Thrones and Jon Snow. The end.
And if you don't, then you will definitely stub your toe.
Yeah. Yeah. And Bathwack should do it. That's what it says. That's what it says.
Do it. All right. Okay, this is totally Harry Potter-esque. Awesome. Here. We've got to solve the poison puzzle.
So now we need to know what you said. You had listed what was on the rack. Can you tell us again?
Of course I can.
Thank you, sir.
You and all look at the rack.
You also need to write them so that I can see them and not look at your notes.
You want to just write them down? I don't know how to douchebag. Do that easily. Oh, you douchebag.
So what are they from, like, left to right?
I'll just send it as a reply. Yeah, so from left to right.
Oh, good.
Okay.
They are, I'm just going to send it, so you'll be able to see it here.
Thank you.
Longsword, a flail, another longsword, a lance, a hand axe, a halberd, a scimitar, and a mace.
I just sent everyone the list, so...
Oh, no, I see it.
Oh, okay.
Longsword, flail?
Flail.
Did you say flail?
I did say flail.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Quail. There's a quail. One is a quail.
So the flail's the one that has the pointies, right?
The flail is a handle with a chain and a ball with spikes on it at the end of the
chain. So is that the only thing like that? Because then the mace has that too.
The mace is like a stick with a ball on the end.
It's like a flail without the chain.
Right.
That's poop. Okay, so either the longsword or the scimitar are good. Or both, but...
In chat, there is an image of a flail for those who are not familiar with it.
Ah, and then what is a mace?
Does it have Putin on
it or something? It's basically that without the chain. The ball is directly on the end of the stick.
Oh, it's just on top of it. Oh, I see.
Isn't that what Rafina uses? A mace?
Yes.
What? I mean, yes, of course.
And a halberd is like a really big long stick with a knife at the end, essentially, right?
It's basically, it has like an axe at the end of it. Though the one on the rack only has the front axe part.
What is a scimitar?
It's like a curved sword.
So a long sword is just basically a big old sword,
mm-hmm.
which is pretty obvious.
Mm-hmm.
There are two long swords. Did I write that down right?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Two long swords. Okay. A lance.
Is a jousting stick.
Yeah.
It's basically like a spear.
Yeah. Oh. Okay.
I mean, a jousting lance is like a, basically like a sparring version of like an actual
weapon. So there is, a lance is also just a spear-ish
kind of thing. Mm-hmm.
Oh. Okay. And then a hand axe, which is like just an axe. Does it have double sides?
It's like a one-handed, no.
It's one, just
sort of
one,
a hatchety kind of thing.
Basically.
Oh, okay. So,
okay, let's go over these clues again.
Okay.
In character, everybody. I'm talking to myself.
So we're all gathered, so we're all gathered around in a huddle.
Yeah, and I'm like really mad that everyone's breathing down my neck. I'm like, ew, just take the paper. Ugh!
I think it's almost impossible for Lank to be breathing down your neck.
I'm squatting. No. Will never squats, as a rule. I do not squat.
Dignified.
Your knees bend only half as much as a normal person's.
No, he gets down there, but it's in like a lunge.
I'm lunging as I read this. Okay, so only three are good.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you can't have more than three bad ones in a row.
And one good can be found left of spikes on a sphere, which could be two of them.
Either
flail
one
or
seven.
The mace.
Yeah.
So either longsword or scimitar could be that.
The twins on the rack cancel each other out.
Twins on the rack.
I think
okay.
that means only one longsword is good.
Oh,
clever.
Huh.
The one in between the twins will cause agonized shouts.
So the
I think
the flail is bad.
Okay.
So flail is bad, and then
reach of spear is one of the good ones, and we said the two that have reach are the lance and the halberd.
Yes.
Does the scimitar have reach? Scimitar
as
does?
As much as a sword.
Scimitar does not have reach.
I would not say as much as a halberd or a lance.
So
the
lance is special, right? And does a halberd have the same rules as a lance?
I think a lance can be thrown, but otherwise I believe they both have reach.
Both of you. Okay.
What does the other side of this paper say? Is there one last rhyming line on the back of the paper?
It says...
On the other side, it's just the ones that are good. And the ones you're looking for are these three.
It ends with, and the Grinch, he himself, the Grinch carved.
Will, you flip it over
yes. And
you see this.
Whoa! Okay. Oh, and under the rack is a stupendous crossbow. Okay.
Nuh-uh.
That's hilarious.
There was a missing one.
That's hilarious. Okay, well, that goes to Rafina, obviously. I don't know what I'm going to get. None of these are going to work for me. All right. Okay. Let's see.
So the other thing that we can keep in mind is that I tried to touch the lance and got us all lightninged.
Okay, so that's a bad one.
Oh, so we know that the lance is no good.
Well, I mean, I wrote down maybe good, but it shocked my ass. So probably
No, you know what? I would say that that means that it is good, according to the Book of Will.
See, that's the thing. Agonize shouts. Is that for us or for the person we're trying to agonize?
Hmm.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Very ambiguous.
Will cause agonized shouts of your enemies. Yeah.
Yes.
All
right, now let's pick apart Eric's shitty poem.
I didn't write it!
Listen, Eric, this sucks! No, it's great. Okay, so one good can be found left of spikes on a sphere. So you really think that the long swords canceling each other out means that one is good? Or is it that both cancel each other out and that they're bad? We shouldn't.
I think one is good and one is bad. I think that...
Okay. And the one in between, them, two are the same for near impair, and the other sports, two sharpened edges. Is that a scimitar? Does a scimitar have two sharpened edges?
Scimitars typically only sharpened on the outer edge.
Hmm. Well, then what the heck has two sharpened edges?
A longsword would.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right, so great. I'm not helping at all.
Well, it is if one longsword's good and one is bad.
Hmm.
Yep.
Because if one has to have double, yeah, that must be it. So that the one longsword in the middler longsword must be bad, right? Middler one? Oh, wait, no, it might.
Oh, that one, yes.
I don't know, maybe not. All right, let's see.
Yeah, no, I think that's true.
This is hard because we're all thinking, it's like the silent think.
Two
for the
hands
podcast.
Must be used to wield one of the good.
All right, what requires two hands?
Well, they all do if it's me.
Yeah, I know. A halberd?
Well, a hand axe wouldn't. A halberd, you could do it one-handed.
Let's look up the D&D rules, because this letter was probably written by the gods of D&D rules.
I swear.
Oh.
I swear.
What do you want to look up?
Whether a halberd is a two-handed weapon in D&D? Two-handed.
Mm.
All right. So that is, we know the hand axe is not. Is a scimitar two-handed? I don't think so, right? It's small.
No, a scimitar would be one or two, but just like a sword, it'd be one.
Okay. A mace isn't two-handed, right?
No.
That's usually one-handed.
All right, so... And the lance, we already got rid of that one because of what? What was our reasoning?
Because
that thwack.
Exactly.
Okay. So the halberd has got to be one of them.
One of what?
One of the good ones, right?
Because okay.
Is a longsword doesn't need two hands?
You have the option. It is versatile.
Oh, God damn it!
No,
but a long sword does have the two edges.
Oh yeah, two edges. Okay.
Yeah. So one of the two long swords is good.
Yeah.
The flail is bad.
And it does say which of these is it necessary? Because the line says two hands must be used to wield one of the good. So it's not that suggests not versatile. It has to be a two handed weapon.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. So that's got to be the halberd.
The lance is bad. Okay. So we're pretty sure that the halberd is good.
We're gonna say the halberd's good. Yeah. Okay.
So if we're going to say that one of the longswords is good, that means that...
That means that either the hand axe or the scimitar has to be good because two good ones are in a pair.
Right. Yep. And if there was something about the spikes on a sphere. One good can be found left of spikes on the sphere, but that would be the longsword, potentially. So, yeah.
It has to be the... Oh, wait. Left. Oh, right. It could either be the longsword or the scimitar.
If the longsword on the end is good, then that means that the hand axe has to be good because there can't be more than three bad in a row.
Oh, it does say that, right?
Yeah, but if the longsword to the right of the flail is good, then what does that tell us?
Then it would have to be the scimitar because it would have to be something to the left of a spiky ball.
Then it would have to be the scimitar that's good. So you'd have bad, bad, good, bad, bad, good, good, bad.
But we can't have the longsword on the very end be bad, correct? I mean, good. We can't have it be good. Correct?
Why not?
Because then number three, because I've numbered them, the long sword and the wreath from the end would have to be bad.
Yeah, then
and then there would be three in the bad.
Three in a row. Bad.
Which you can't have. You can't find more than three bad in a row.
Yeah.
Darn it! Okay.
It's just that if the long sword is on the end is good, then the hand axe is also good. And if it's bad, then we don't know if the hand axe is whose side.
Well, what about the end of the rack made of wood? And the word boon, I used to think that was a bad thing, but boon is actually a good thing, right?
Uh-huh. Yes.
It's a good thing. So either the mace is good or the longsword is good. But if the mace is good, then you have... If the mace is good and the... Well, then the scimitar can't be good because then you'd have three good things in a row.
Right.
But only there are only two good things in a row.
Right? Are you sure?
Wait, I don't know why I think that.
Two that are safe are a neighboring pair.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that you can't have three in a row.
I guess that's true.
Right. No, right. but you can't... But we can't have that because...
Because then you have a bunch of bad in a row.
And also, one of them has to have two sharpened edges.
Yeah.
One has to have two sharpened edges. So one has to be a longsword.
So here's the conclusion. If the mace is good, the scimitar can't be good because then you have three good things in a row. Right? If the mace is good, then the scimitar can't be good because then you'd have four good things total, right?
Okay.
Has the reach of a spear. Did we figure that out?
Now we're all confused.
Okay, another one, blessed, has the reach of a spear, which we knew was either a lance or a halberd, but we knew that it couldn't be the lance because he touched the lance, and also that we know the halberd thing, there was another reason for that, two-handed. It has to be two-handed. So that was the halberd.
Yeah. Okay, good.
So halberd is definitely, definitely, definitely one of them. And we're pretty sure that a longsword has to definitely, definitely be another one because of the double edges.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Then we're just looking for one more good one.
Right.
Either. So that's what you're saying there is that either the scimitar or the mace or the hand axe.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But it can't be just. Ooh. Oh, actually. Yeah.
Have we pulled out the lance.
Except that it has to be a neighboring pair. So in that case, it would have to be either the hand axe or the scimitar.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's either longsword, hand axe, halberd or longsword, halberd, scimitar.
Exactly. Yes.
Is it possible that two of them are found to the left of spikes on a sphere, or can we assume that only one can be found left of spikes on a sphere?
Oh, I guess you could be interpreting that as, well, that could be the most shitty clue ever, because you could be talking about the mace on the right, and it's like one could be found left of spikes on a sphere, or all of them, because they're all to the left of that spikes on a sphere. Could be like a douchey.
I have two douchey coins that total 35 cents, and one of them isn't a dime.
Yeah, exactly.
Because the other one is.
Right.
One thing here as well. He makes a distinction. It's two that are safe are a neighboring pair. The other sports two sharpened edges, I swear, suggests that the pair wouldn't be the longsword.
Yeah.
That the longsword stands alone and that the pair is not right next to the longsword.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just sent two configurations that I think match the clues.
So either of those would work is what you're saying?
Yeah, I think both of those work as well, unfortunately.
Nick chimes in.
Uh-oh, Nick chimes in.
And says, somehow I was apprehensive upon beginning to watch you all solve this puzzle, almost as if I have a vested interest in it. But seeing the conclusions that you've come upon, my apprehension has faded, and it feels like the puzzle is sound.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
All right.
Well,
so
thanks for your input there, Nick.
He's gone.
All right. So there's something that we're missing that's not fitting. Okay, so before
no,
you
what
rest
we're missing is we need Will to walk over and touch one. Yeah. To touch one of these. Touch the third one over.
Good one. Before you rest eight gleaming violence tools, but don't start to heft them like ignorant fools. I wonder who that was talking about. Not me. This paper must have been written by somebody who saw what Bathwack did. Let's go find that person. And Will walks out of the room. Just kidding. I'm not doing that.
Well, we've narrowed it down, and we're certain that the halberd is a good.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, since I, speaking as Lank, I suggest then that everybody else leave, and I'm going to try to get the halberd down, because I'm the only one who didn't get zapped the last time.
There must be a way to solve it so that nobody gets hurt, but Lank, if you would like to do that,
hang
I
on,
will.
Hang on.
Yes?
Rafina doesn't... I don't want anyone to get hurt.
Well, you all were fine. The worst that can happen is that I'm incinerated and I'm a little pile of ash.
You're right. Worst case. I feel better.
You're assuming that all of the weapons are cursed identically.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Okay, but wait. So, one of them... Okay, tell me again which ones have the reach of a spear. So, a longsword.
The length? The lance or the halberd. But
oh, crub. Okay, that's not a word, but yes.
But if we're assuming that the paper had, like, the order in which we found the paper had nothing to do with when the curse was happening, the lance hurt Bathwack. So we're pretty sure that that is a bad one. Plus, correct. We know that the halberd is a two-handed weapon, which is a requirement of one of the good ones. So, and a lance is not, necessarily. It's a switchy
lance
weapon.
Is not a one, it's just a one-handed weapon.
Right, exactly. So, right. The halberd has to be one.
Okay,
so
I got that.
So, let's go through again and see what we're missing. Yeah. So, one good can be found left of spikes on a sphere, which fits both of Bathwack's suggestions in his list. Good, bad, bad, bad. Good, good, bad, bad, or bad, bad, good, bad, bad, good, good, bad. Anyway.
Can you repeat that?
Blah, 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 blah.
Or some other shit.
Blah, 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 blah.
Another one blessed has the reach of a sphere. A sphere.
I said the same thing.
God damn it.
Sphere.
Must be a good rhyme.
Which we know is the halberd. The twins on the rack cancel each other out, which is still weird to me. But whatever. And the one in between will cause agonized shouts. So we know in between the twins, the longswords, is a flail, which is bad. So we cross that out too.
Yep.
Two that are safe are a neighboring pair, which both fit Bathwack's thing. The other sports two sharpened edges, I swear.
What does this mean, the other? So does that mean that's the last one?
Yeah.
So the two are a neighboring pair, and then a separate one is the other one, which I think means that the sword is on its own.
Do any others have two sharpened edges? Would you say Albert has two sharpened edges?
On the rack, the long swords both have two sharpened edges, and you could say that the lance does as well.
The lance has two sharpened edges?
It's like a point. It's like a... like a kind of like a long, an elongated arrowhead kind of end.
Huh.
All right, but okay, but the lance is not safe. So it must be one of the lance swords.
I mean, right? Because you touched it. I mean, there's nothing else that activated. There's nothing here that says we have to do something before we choose.
Okay.
Must have been bad. No, that's okay. I'm just saying, like, can you guys think of any way that what Bathwack did was... no matter what he would have touched, he would have gotten hurt? Because I don't think we've done anything to activate anything. I think it's just that that one was bad. Do you guys agree?
Yeah, that's what I'm assuming.
What does Nick think?
No, he's gone. He's not there right now.
Okay, well, I'd like to propose that we consider the lines 5 through 6, 7, 8,
I think you're
9,
the only
10.
One who numbered them.
Now I'm numbering the lines of the poem. Keep up. What I mean is, okay, so where it starts with one good can be found left of spikes on a sphere.
Uh-huh.
Hey!
No, second to last. Let's look at line number.
Can I finish?
One.
He's trying to appease you by using your line numbers.
No, I did.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, so one good can be found left of spikes on a spear. Sphere! God damn it. and then the next line, the line after that, the line after that, the line after that, and then the one ending with the other sports two sharpened edges, I swear. That unit of the poem encapsulates all 8 weapons.
Okay.
Then the last 3 are just, they could be talking about some of the ones that were already referenced to, but those 5 lines are only talking about the 8. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Boon at the end.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it has to be
It has to be the first one because there's no boon at the end with your second one.
Right. Okay.
Now we don't have to think about my way.
I think... Okay. All right.
So that would... Okay. So if... I mean, in both situations, in both of those scenarios, the halberd is good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to volunteer to try to take it off the wall.
And Will is going to volunteer to leave. Goodbye! Leaves the room. Because I don't want to get shocked again. I got really hit hard.
So, does everybody else leave?
Yes. Toodaloo!
Wait, what are you doing?
I wanted everybody else out of the room so that when I try to take this down, if it shocks again, I'm the only one who gets hit, because I'm the only one who didn't get hit last time.
Wait, the halberd? But the halberd was good in both solutions.
Right, I know. But in case we did something wrong, I'm just doing this so that, you know, I'll immediately be like, hey, I got a halberd, we're fine. But Lank is asking that the room be clear so that in case we're wrong, nobody gets killed.
Was like, yeah, Bathwack, what, do you want to get hit again? Come on!
Shouts from the other room. Well, I was going to suggest, why don't you grab the longsword on the end?
Why are you trying to kill Lank, Bathwack?
Yeah, Bathwack, I thought you were a good paladin guy. What? Come on. Sounds really nasty. I'm not
that'll tell us which solution is right.
Well, we just want to see what happens when we pick up a good one first.
Lank's thought process is this one is, if we've done this right at all, this one is safe regardless. So he wants to start with that one.
Okay. All right, then.
All right. Once I see that I'm clear, Lank steals himself and grasps the halberd.
Okay. You reach out. Your hand grasps the haft of the halberd. And you lift it up from the rack, and nothing that you can tell happens.
How long did it take to take effect? People who got zapped, how long did it take?
And all your friends are dead.
Yeah, we're all dead.
You told us to leave, we can't hear you!
I figured you were just gonna go outside the door, but alright. I go out in the hallway and shout, hey! I got it! I don't think I'm dead.
Zap! No, just kidding.
So I lean the halberd against the wall and go back in, and we're thinking now, what's the, what, the, so that's,
Lank
so
forgets.
The other two are different in the two scenarios. So,
the longsword at the end.
So the farthest left longsword.
Yes.
All right. I'm going to take down the farthest left longsword.
Can you reach it?
I'm going to get a stepladder and take down the farthest left longsword.
All right. You reach up. You grasp the hilt of the longsword firmly. You remove it from the rack. And as far as you can tell, nothing happens.
Okay.
What if us tells the truth, then? What if us always lies?
Shaking just ever so slightly, I bring the longsword out to the hall and then return to take down, what was the other one?
The lance.
No, not the lance. God.
I wasn't even there, and I know that that's bullshit. Well, it was next to the hand axe. Is that correct?
I think we have a hand axe. Hand axe is good.
Okay. I return to the room, take one more deep breath, and take down the hand axe.
You reach up, you grab the handle of the hand axe, you pull it off the rack, and as far as you can tell, nothing happens.
Nice.
I quickly run out of the room.
What about the crossbow? Come on, Lank.
Oh, fuck. Says Lank.
You're the only one short enough to get it, besides Rafina, but you're the one that's gonna do it, Lank. You're gonna do it!
There's nothing mentioned about this or did you say it was on the other side of the page?
It's on the other side of the
page. It's the missing rhyme.
Will taps the paper this one right here.
Does it say anything about hey, good crossbow, bad crossbow?
Hey, it's in hot pink. It's according to, if you are going by the email, it is in bold hot pink. So I'm going to say that is on the back. It is in hot pink, Lank. What do you think that
means? Well, that's all I need to know. Lank goes in and gets the crossbow.
You don't see a crossbow.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
I come back out into the hallway. I don't actually see a crossbow. You made it sound from the description that it'd be fairly obvious.
It says under the rack. Under the rack.
Mike goes back into the room.
Okay.
And does a thorough search under the rack.
All right. The rack is, as far as you can tell, flush to the floor.
Hmm.
All right, I think I've got another charge left on my wand.
Okay.
So I think I will go ahead and start my golf swing again. Just how that ended up working last time, if I remember correctly.
Mm-hmm. All right, so as you put a good swing into the wand, remember before it had pulsed suddenly and then stopped when you didn't find anything. This time it pulses, but it continues to pulse, and it points your hand down towards the bottom of the rack, and you can hear something rattling on the side, the right side of the rack, by the floor. If you go over to investigate, it looks like there's almost maybe like a drawer. It's basically sitting flush with the side of the base, but your wand seems to be making it shake within its track.
Okay, I'm going to holster the wand. I made a holster for it.
That's fast.
And open the drawer.
All right. You, now knowing where it is, you realize that basically if you push in on it, a catch releases, and it slides out. And within, you find what looks like a very ornate, finely made crossbow, along with a quiver of 20 silver bolts.
Silver!
Gonna bring that out to the group.
I want that, says Rafina upon seeing it.
Nothing happens when he picks it up. It's not cursed.
Not that you're aware of. If it's a curse, it's an unapparent curse.
Sounds like you want
Strahd's curse. I was just imagining that he picks it up and like Strahd's cell phone rings.
And to be clear, the text was hot pink. The crossbow is as well, right?
Oh, of course.
Yes! It's bedazzled.
It's like glowing in the dark. That's how hot pink it is. So we have a crossbow, a longsword, mm-hmm. a halberd, and a hand axe.
Woohoo!
How are we going to divide? This is all silver.
No.
No.
Oh.
The hand axe and the sword are silvered. The halberd is not.
Hmm. Given the intricacy of the poem, you would think that the halberd would be special in some way.
Right.
Anybody notice anything special about this halberd?
It has a funny name that I've never heard before.
Anybody else?
Are we sure it's a real thing?
Can I roll a arcana check or something?
Sure.
I will reach my hand out for you to give it to me so that I can check it out. 12.
All right. For Will, it's kind of weird because you're not like grown up a magic guy. So right. It's like takes an effort for you to like actually right. like think of things in that way.
Yes.
But as soon as you do, these things are like blazing with magical energy.
Whoa.
All of them.
Mm. Oh,
okay. All of them.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Can we tell that, or is it just Will who notices?
Maybe if you interacted with them, you might be able to tell that they're magical, or maybe in what specific way they are.
It's not like they start shaking or humming or something.
No.
Okay.
It's basically just his mind's eye, his arcane vision.
Gotcha.
But yeah, if anybody wants to check them out.
I would still be holding the crossbow, I think. Would I be able to tell something from that?
Sure, if you like try to mess around with it a little bit, maybe put load a bolt in. Yeah. As soon as you load the bolt in, everybody can hear, it's very soft, but you hear a phrase in Elvish.
Whoa. Mm.
Does anybody understand Elvish?
I think I do.
Yes,
I do. I understand a little bit of Elvish.
A little bit of Elvish, okay.
Yep. I have it written down, but remember my flavor is that I understand a little bit of a few things. It's right. Not always right. That's my character choice. I was like, I think Will would know a few of a lot of different languages, but not necessarily always what is exactly right. Do I have to roll for that then?
No, I will tell you.
Okay.
Does anybody else know Elvish?
I have halfling, but that's not the same, even though halfling is part Elvish, right?
No. Half-elf is part elf. Halfling is something else entirely.
Wow, I've been living a lie.
All right.
I thought I was Elvin this whole time.
So, Will, everybody hears gibberish, but Will, you are able to make out a few words, knowing a little Elvish.
Okay.
You hear blah, 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 death, blah, 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 bad guy.
Well, I know exactly what this said.
Talkative bolt.
Yeah, it was like talking way too much. I was so bored that all I caught was death and bad guys, so I think it's pretty good. It's basically saying death to all the blah blah bad guys.
Unless it's saying, I will cause you death for I am a bad guy. And Lank looks at it suspiciously.
Greg, having knocked it, you don't know what it says, but you feel like this is a weapon that could be used to basically, specifically, like, wreak vengeance or carry out specific, targeting one specific enemy. You can, you would use this if you were not just shooting randomly into a group, but if you, like, want to pin down one guy and go after that guy until they're dead. I'll tell you now, it's go ahead.
Realize this, then I'm going to turn to Rafina and say, you wanted this, right? And I hand it to her without waiting for an answer.
I'm no longer so sure. Okay, fine, I'll take it.
It's what's known as an oath bow. You can choose when you make an attack to whoever you're targeting, make that person your sworn enemy, whoa, which lasts either until they die or a week later. You can only have one at a time.
Until you get bored.
Right. You can only have one sworn enemy at a time, and whenever you make an attack with this weapon against that enemy, you have advantage. And they take an extra 3d6 piercing damage if you hit them.
Uh-huh.
While this enemy lives, you have disadvantage on attack rolls with all other weapons. And it's a +2 magical weapon, which means you add, whoever uses it adds 2 to their attack and damage rolls.
I'm pretty excited. I have a lot of responsibility now.
With great crossbow comes hot pink and some responsibility.
Great crossbow comes week-long mortal enemy.
That's so great.
Okay.
Is anybody else? Are you going to leave the rest of them there?
Just leave them there.
I've got mine.
You have your eye on any of these, Bathwack? Will?
Well, Bathwack already has a silver hammer. Right, Bathwack?
Yeah, I have a Warhammer. I'm wondering if the Warhammer is... I don't know. Like, I don't know how we divvy these up.
They seem to do things. Like, this one talks, he says, gesturing to the crossbow.
It does? Because, of course, she couldn't understand it.
This one makes noises.
Yes, exactly.
And you said the halberd is not silver, right?
Correct.
Any thoughts on the halberd? Blank picks up the halberd.
Alrighty.
Can I tell anything?
Yes. You feel like this weapon is weighted so well that you would be able to swing this through the air more quickly than many other weapons. It is a halberd of speed. Whoever wields it can make one attack with it as a bonus action on each of your turns.
Whoa, cool.
It is also a +2 magical weapon.
Lank's weighing it in his hands. He tosses it to Bathwack. Feel the weight of this.
It whistles through the air. You almost don't catch it, Bathwack. Whoa. That's how fast it goes.
Sorry.
Can I spin it on my finger?
Whoa.
That sounds dangerous, actually. I'm not going to do that.
It spins so fast, he turns into a helicopter and starts
I was
going to
say it helicopters up through the ceiling. It again.
My only thought is whether I'm curious about weapons with reach because then I can use them mounted, but I don't know if it really matters.
Oh, if you need a weapon to go with your horse, you're My Little Pony.
Yeah, but I'm not even sure that it really matters that much. If it was a lance, I might have just done it, but
I think the lance. Well,
you
know,
go try to get the lance again if you want. If you really liked it.
I can look around and see if there's some heavy rubber gloves or something. We may be able to get that thing off.
I think I saw a garden hose out back.
See, we've got it covered. Longsword. Clearly, this is... I mean, we can tell that it's silver, right? Just by looking at the metal?
Yep.
I'm going to pick this up. Anybody have a strong feeling about a long... Well, first, can I feel anything about it?
Mm-hmm. You can. It is also magical. It is a +2 magic longsword. You feel that it would be very helpful at helping you defend yourself. You feel a natural instinct to be able to parry attacks coming in at you. Mechanically, it means that the first time you attack with a sword, you can transfer some or all of that +2 bonus to your armor class instead of using it as an attack bonus. So you could reduce the bonus by 1 and then gain a +1 to AC, which would last until your next turn.
So this is more a defensive weapon.
Mm-hmm.
It's good when you're... Okay. Will, see how this feels.
Yeah.
Will holds it, immediately transfers it all to armor class.
You have to even be holding it? Can you just like leave it on your belt?
Yeah.
You must hold the sword to gain a bonus to AC from it.
I think Will.
Because you're parrying.
Yeah, I think that Will.
Can Will use?
Like, no, honestly, no. I Will would take it and be like, and he would just stand there and looking like.
He looks so ridiculous.
Like, literally, like, he's just holding it straight up like an ice cream cone, like, and just staring at everyone like, I don't need this. Who wants a silver sword?
It's getting heavy.
It's getting very heavy.
Lang takes it back and picks up the hammer.
The hammer?
Yes. No, not the hammer. We don't have a hammer.
He stole Bathwax hammer.
Yeah. He picks up the hammer. Yeah, he does. Just takes it. Yeah.
What haven't we done? Is it the hand axe?
Yeah.
Hand axe.
Got it. This one feels like it thrums with angelic energy. Rafina would feel like it's similar to sort of the energy flowing through the sun blade, though not exactly the same. This is a +2 hand axe of disruption. When you hit a fiend or an undead with it, it takes an extra 2d6 radiant damage. And if after taking this damage it has 25 hit points or fewer, it has to succeed on a save or be destroyed. Hmm. It also sheds light as you hold it.
Is it, and sorry if I missed this, is it itself holy or does it just feel holy?
I mean, it deals radiant damage when it hits those types of creatures. So it feels like it does have some sort of holy power within it.
If no one has any objections, I might like to hold on to this axe.
Guess not.
Nope. No objections.
Will, what do you, can Will use the knobbird?
Will just starts laughing.
It's very light.
What are you saying?
The last thing he said was that the sword was getting heavy. So. Rafina can talk to her crossbow. I guess, Bathwack, you'll look good with a longsword.
All right. Yeah, I'll take the longsword. I'll hold on to the halberd if no one's going to take it. But then, I mean, someone, Will, you need a silvered weapon, right?
Nothing there seems to be something that I would use, honestly. Mm.
His best weapon is his silver tongue.
Will would be like, I don't have training in any of these weapons, so.
Oh, are we supposed to be trained?
Rafina says she like turns to all of you. She's holding the crossbow loaded, pointing at all of you.
She accidentally shoots it to the ceiling. Whoa! Look at that!
Through the hole that Halbert left.
That's the way that shoots.
Oh God!
I'm beginning to have second.
Meanwhile, the bolt's stuck in the ceiling, feather end first.
No, hey, I'm the one who loaded it.
Okay.
Now that's what's so amazing about it.
Yeah. It's the crossbow of nonsense.
Oh, it's perfect.
Sometimes when you shoot it, flowers come out.
That's perfect for Rafina.
It is totally perfect for me.
Yeah. In D&D, usually you do have to have some kind of training to wield a weapon without disadvantage, right? Isn't that true? Wasn't that used to be how it was?
Maybe. There are certain weapons that you have to be proficient with to be able to wield them.
Oh.
And that's based on your class.
Okay, well, I feel like what the hell would Will be able to even know how to use? Just poke things with... I mean, I don't think that he would really take anything. I'm gonna die, Eric. You didn't give me nothing.
Of those weapons, you, without any... You would be able to be proficient with using the hand axe, the crossbow, or you could try to take the mace off of the rack.
Exactly. No, that's fine.
The rest of them, I mean, you can still use, you just wouldn't be able to add your proficiency bonus when you use them. The other thing that's hampering Will is that he has a terrible strength.
Yeah.
So any of the physical weapons, he would not be very good with.
Right.
Meta-wise, the crossbow would be just about the only thing Will would be able to use effectively.
Yeah, so don't worry about me. Well, I was just trying to explain it story-wise. That's what I thought was the rule.
I'll share it with you.
I'm not sure how that would work, but...
Yeah, if you do that, Rafina, you should take the silver warhammer for me in case we run into werewolves.
No, because I don't have enough hands.
She says as she pulls out 7 things from her terrarium.
I seem to remember being admonished for loading my crossbow with my teeth previously because I was holding other things at the time.
Not by me.
It sounds totally...
No, not by you, dear DM. It was by someone else.
Hand axe was of disruption.
Hand axe of disruption, correct.
Of disruption.
Oh.
Disruption.
You just used it on our conversation.
Yes! I think he was trying to bring us back. He was trying to undisrupt.
That was amazing, though. Holy shit.
Yeah, for the sake of the game, I'm glad you guys didn't pick up the flail of misogyny.
Oh, no! yeah. All right. But yeah, I think Will is like, nope, that's good. I'm fine. Hopefully the damn swirly man gives me something. Just kidding, I don't say that out loud. Lad. I turned into a weird accent there for a second.
Did Bernard hear you say it?
Maybe. I don't know. I think it. But I don't think he could just read my mind. Screw you, Bernard. Shut up. Don't read my mind. You can't read my mind.
Are you talking to me now? What are
exactly.
you saying?
Never mind. Nothing. Look how generous I am. Everyone else gets a weapon. I'm going to walk away without a
weapon.
Why
don't you fucking take one, you idiot?
What the hell am I supposed to take? I look just about as ridiculous with that halberd as you would look
take the crossbow. You're usually flying like 50 feet away anyway.
I'm not gonna take a crossbow from... She wanted it. She wanted the crossbow. I'm arguing in my head, of course.
I know.
Saying so that. I'm not gonna look as desperate as you apparently think I should be.
I'm sorry, but I know you and your pride. What weapon would you accept?
What do you mean? It's not like it doesn't go with my outfit or something. It's just that none of them...
It's coming across that way, dear brother.
Well, but, you know, none of them... I don't know how to use any of them, really. It's
Have you
fine.
Tried?
No, I'm fine. I'm fine.
Will says the last part out loud.
Yeah.
I'm fine!
I'm fine!
Oh, good, I'm glad to hear that,
Will. All right, I'll take the longsword and I'll take my old battered longsword now and set it on the rack.
Wow.
Oh.
Goodbye, longsword.
Yeah, goodbye, longsword.
Careful what you
touch. Oh, I'll pick that one up and be like, this looks like something I could use. I think this longsword
like
looks much
blood.
Better.
I
know. It looks so much better on me, the hero of this
Are
group.
We sure we want to leave the weapons out where other people could use them? Shouldn't we bury them in the backyard?
All right.
Why don't you pick them up and move them out there? Yeah. You're just gonna pull the. You're gonna drag the rack. Kick it over the wall.
I picture just Rafina just picking them all up. Nothing happens.
Oh, right,
like.
Yeah.
I wasn't talking about the other ones on the rack. I was talking about Bathwax's old longsword.
Oh.
Because he's willing to just leave it here. And someone else might just decide that they want to not only take it, but then kill us with it.
That'd be pretty awesome.
Is Irina with us? Is Irina here? And I'm assuming Nick's here, but Nick's not claiming anything. Hey, how about I give you a hard time, Nick? Why aren't you taking anything? Blah, 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 blah.
Why would you give me a hard time?
What are we going to do with this halberd? If no one's going to take this, I'm going to pick it up. Rufina, will you take the silver warhammer I have?
Yes, with my fifth hand.
Yeah, why not?
I'd love to.
Okay.
I believe that she is not proficient with that. Just
yeah,
so you
how
know.
Big is it?
It's a big,
oh, really?
Big
never stopped me before.
Thing. It is a martial weapon.
Who can use the silver warhammer?
Me!
Will Barnard said, shut up, Will!
So, I'll give it to you. I don't care. If you're not proficient with it, that's fine.
I can use it for something else. I'm a pro at recycling.
Yeah. Well, what about Irina? Does Irina want anything? There seems to be some extra shit here, Irina. Would you like anything? Because I'm not going to take it.
I mean, if someone will take the Civil War hammer, I'll hold on to the halberd until anyone else makes up their mind.
You want a war hammer, Irina?
Oh, okay. I'll take that, sure.
Okay.
She looks a lot better with it than I would.
She takes it, feels the heft of it, puts it over her shoulder. Holy she actually looks pretty comfortable with it.
Holy shit! Will's terribly afraid of her now. Oh my god.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that was a great idea.
Well, at least she has something to defend herself from Strahd from. Against Strahd? For? With? With is the word I was trying to look for. With. That was a hard one. With.
Cheese whiz.
So, alright. So what we were doing before we got caught up in this room was looking for the lady that's staying here. So I guess we should keep knocking on doors. And the previous one was a nursery, but we didn't even open it. You know what? Go back, open that door. What's in there?
So you go in and open the door?
I'm going to crack it open just because I'm walking away with these people with other weapons. I'm uncomfortable with the situation. I'm going to go look at the door through the door that we looked that we didn't look through before.
Okay. You open the door. The room is relatively dark. It looks kind of empty. You're really just cracking it to try to like peer in or
if nothing jumps out at me, I open it a little more.
Okay.
And I cast light on, I don't even know. Is there something within reach if I open the door slightly?
As you push the door open, there is a small table in one corner, and there is a bed in the other corner.
Oh, okay, so nothing.
Unlike the other beds, this does not look rotted.
Oh, so this
actually,
might be...
It's made. It is a made bed.
And it's not dusty in here and stuff? This might be where she's staying, is what he says to everybody else as they discuss weapon stuff.
You see the table has a drawer in it.
Do I want to go through the drawer? I walk in, if nobody's coming right after me, I walk in and I cast light on the table. I go and touch the table, I cast light on the table.
As you walk over to the table, I want you to make a, let's call it a dexterity roll.
Oh shit, I die! Nice. It is 11.
All right. You feel a hand grab you by the shoulder, and you feel cold metal against your throat.
If only you had a weapon.
I do. I have spells.
And
you don't have any spells left? I have nothing. Yay!
You're whirled around, so whoever has got you, basically they've grabbed you from behind, and it feels like they have a knife to your throat.
Okay.
And you're whirled around, so you're facing the door with them behind you. And you hear a voice say, "What are you doing here?"
Whoa!
And with that, we're going to take a break.
Okay.
Yay, I'm going to go blend my hummus.
Yay!
That sounds like
a euphemism. All right, we'll be back in a few.
See you in a bit.
All right.
Thanks for listening. Please leave us a review on iTunes and visit porkfrieddice.com to find links to us on Facebook and Twitter. Be sure to join us next week to find out what happens to your favorite adventurers as they muddle their way through our demented mindscapes.